Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. Today, I want to talk about gaining confidence, building your confidence, and confidence in the Lord. I'm going to give you guys 7 different ways to improve your confidence, and these are all different methods I've used myself, and they were very helpful. So I hope that they help you. Without any further ado, let's get into it. All right, let's define confidence. Confidence is a feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, like a firm trust. Or in other words, it's a state of feeling certain about the truth of something. So trusting something, literally. And when it comes to self-confidence, you really want to trust in yourself and knowing that you aren't doing the wrong thing for yourself, but the right thing. And I don't want to go too deep in the whole concept of self-confidence, because there is a thin line between self-confidence and ego. But we can say, or I can say, when Christ is within you, you are able to have a certain level of confidence because you're trusting in the Christ in you, literally. So now I'm going to give you guys the keys. Are you guys ready? Here they come. Number 1, visualize yourself as what you want to be and who you want to be in the future. Imagine it, think about it a lot, and then achieve it. Visualize yourself as who you want to be. For example, if you want to be a lawyer, what does that lawyer do? What do they say? What do they take on every day? What's their routine like? How do they feel? Visualize this, and then visualize your success. How successful are you in the future? Visualize it and then achieve it. Number 2, affirm yourself with positive affirmations. Speak positive affirmations over your life always. For example, I used to speak very negative things, like I would say I'm depressed, or I would say I'm sad. And now I have to combat those things by saying, I am happy, I'm going to be happy, I shall be happy. And these positive affirmations then move me into happiness. So with that being said, speak positive affirmations that make you feel good. That's the key. They have to make you feel good. Number 3, try to do something that scares you every day. Take on your fear head on and run through it. I myself used to have so much fear over little things, big things, you name it. And over the past 3 years, I've had to kind of literally face all of my fears face on, just run through them, take them on. And I found that it was a lot easier to look at it from the other side once you run through the fear. For example, I used to be super scared of going to the grocery store by myself, and then I forced myself to go by myself, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. So sometimes fear kind of seems terrible or super scary, but in reality it's not. You just haven't seen the other side of it. So I encourage you to take on your fears, or at least try something that you fear every day or that scares you, you know, kind of combat your fears with a reality check, if you will. Number 4, question your inner critic. Is it negative? Is it positive? What would Jesus do? And what would Jesus say? This narrative that you have going on the inside is going to be a big key to a lot of things, because then you can kind of pinpoint the enemy in your life. And sometimes the enemy usually is yourself. If you are telling yourself negative things and then acting upon those negative things, then that should be your main indicator that you are kind of keeping yourself from the future you desire. And yourself will do that. It'll either push you forward or hold you back. So with that being said, question your inner critic and make sure you are doing things that are positive and that bring positivity into your life. Number 5, log all of your achievements, from the little things to the big things. Keep a journal. And I do this. I literally have a journal, and anytime I get down, anytime I feel like a loser, I open this journal up and I have a list and a couple of different pages of things that I've achieved from my youth, teens, and, you know, on and on. Just different things to help boost yourself. And this is not for the ego. This is not to feed your ego. This is to simply remind you that, hey, although I've taken a lot of L's in life, I've definitely gotten a couple big wins. So remember that. Take on your wins, log them down, jot them down, and keep them. And anytime you get down, you know, you need a little pick-me-up, remind yourself that you are a winner. Number 6, stop comparing yourself to others. This is important because we live in a day and age of social media, and when you get online, it's kind of hard to not compare yourself to something, even if you're not doing it intentionally. You see something and it's like, oh, how does this connect to me, or how do I connect to this, or whatever the case may be. So try not to compare yourself to others as much, but what you do is compare yourself to yourself. Now, this is going to be hard for a lot of people because it's like putting a mirror up to yourself and really looking in it and being like, okay, I have to compare myself to myself. And you have to do this in order to remember that you are enough, because God made you. God made you in His image, and that makes you enough. So even if you see something online and it's like, this person is perfect, in reality, you are perfect too, because God created you. So just remind yourself, compare yourself to yourself, and everything will move right along. Number 7, and this is my final and best way to build your self-confidence, and it is to learn to see yourself the way God sees you, okay? Believe what He says about you in order to experience His direct approval of yourself. Have conversations with God, literally have conversations with Jesus Christ. Then ask Jesus questions daily. I ask God a couple of different questions daily, and Jesus would often reveal to me these different things, but you don't have to ask the same questions, but here are the questions I ask. I would ask Jesus, what do you like about me today? And I would ask Him this because we fall short of God's glory every single day. So sometimes it's a good refresher to have God reveal to us something positive, because as many Christians know, we serve a just judge, and He will sure correct us when we need to be corrected. So sometimes it's good to feel like we're doing something right. Number 2, what do you see in me? And also, what do you say I am in you? So knowing that you are a child of God is a key to this, because if you're a child of God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, literally. Number 3, ask Jesus how He wants to give you confidence. And then you have to learn how to achieve that confidence level, or that level of confidence He's trying to give you. So for example, if you ask Him to make you more confident, He'll do it, but you know, cause and effect, how He will do it, you may not grasp at that time that He's making you confident until after. So be very careful what you're asking God to do for you. Instead, I would say, I asked Him how He wants to make me confident, and that was a way of Him, and He would reveal it to me, and then I would act upon it, you know, in the necessary time or season. But I just encourage you all to have conversations with God through prayer, through talking. Treat Jesus Christ like He's your best friend, and He'll treat you like you're His, and as simple as that. Being confident starts with you. You know, pray and ask God, and then go after what you want. And that's pretty much everything that I have for you guys today. Please, 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 please pray and ask God what He wants you to go with your confidence, because it can become a whole nother thing if you get too confident and your ego starts to grow and take over, and you don't want that to happen. So make sure you're keeping God in the midst of everything that you're doing when it comes to building your confidence, and He'll build it for sure. And with that being said, I wish you all strong confidence, be blessed, and have a great day. Ask God questions daily. Talk to Him daily. Make God your best friend. Jesus Christ is always with you and within you, and He hears everything that you think and say. God is hearing. He's listening, all right? So when you get in your head that He truly does love you and care, and He listens to you and He hears you, even the murmuring and the complaining, just know that He is there to help. So just really speak to Him, talk to Him, ask Him questions. I know I ask God a lot of questions on a daily basis, but I do it because I'm wanting to grow and learn from, one, my mistakes, but also just in general. You know, we're here on this earth to learn. We're here to grow. And God, He's going to make sure we do that wherever He puts us or places us in our lives. And for those of you that are not in a confident place in life, it's just a season. There will be a season when you are very confident. and there will be a season when you lack it. But it's 100% okay, because that is just the cycle of life. Learn the dance of life. Last thing I want to say is be yourself, all right? Really, truly stop caring what other people think and say. Like, it's only their opinion. People can only say their opinion. They can't change who you are, and they can't make you do or act a certain way. You're always going to be who you are, and that is okay. The only person that should really have a say-so in who you are is God, because he's your creator. Anyone else? Irrelevant. No, I'm just playing. But seriously, their opinions don't matter. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all what God says and not what they say. I'll give you guys just a weird example. I had long hair, and God told me to cut it. Everybody and their mama was like, don't do it. Don't cut the hair. Don't. God said, it's time for it to go. So it went. He was the only one that could truly get me to change. And at that time, it didn't matter if someone told me to keep it. When God told me it was time for the hair to go, and then I got a confirmation through my grandfather, I knew right then and there that it was time for that hair to go. But people did not want me to let it go. And truth be told, I had kind of got very relaxed with people. It was like my shield, my confidence shield. I knew as long as my hair looked good, people would think I looked good. And I started realizing that people were more, I guess, more into my hair than me. Like, that was the first thing they noticed. And so that's what drawn them to me. But I had to let that go and start remembering who I was in God, and just a whole bunch of other stuff. But anyway, life is hard. It's hard enough when we think about ourselves. So comments from other people just aren't necessary. Don't dwell on what other people say, think, or do, because honestly, at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with you. It's more them and where they are in life. And they're in a place where they feel like their opinion towards you matters. And reality, it truly doesn't. So just, you know, pick up your cross, read the word of God, remind yourself of who you are and him. Talk to him, thank him for everything. Also, keep in mind that everything that does happen, God is allowing it to happen. Most of the time, it is to bring you closer to him, or to get you to realize that you do need him. Be confident, be strong in the Lord, and you'll be confident and strong in the natural realm and spiritual realm and everywhere else. Just really be careful of what you are absorbing in life right now. Only absorb the positive things. Again, speak positive affirmations over your life. If you say you aren't confident or you lack it, then you will lack it and you won't be. But if you say, I am confident, then you will be. It's all about what you speak into existence and how you speak it into existence and how much you believe it. Say it every single day, you guys. Seriously. Another tip, put a positive affirmation on a sticky note. Stick it on your mirror. Stick it somewhere in your room. Stick it on your door in your bathroom. Somewhere that you'll see it every single day. Say it, repeat it, believe it, receive it. Seriously, you guys, be confident, especially in the Lord, and everything shall fall into place. That's about it for this podcast. I hope you guys were able to get something or at least take one or two tips with you. This is how I've built my confidence, and I'm hoping it works for you. God bless and be safe.